Hello, friends and folks, and welcome back to the Johto Quorum. We have assembled once again with the minimum number of folks to decide what Pokemon should stay and what should go. Like that song from The Clash. I don't remember if it was actually The Clash.
It was, you're right.
Okay, great. We have a list of hundreds, I say hundreds of Pokemon. I was gonna list the actual number, but I guess this is actually out of date at this point, isn't it? Because it doesn't have, like, Meltan and, like, Meltan Super or whatever the fuck. But over 800. And that's not even counting Alolan forms as separate Pokemon, which of course we do.
809 if you don't count Alolan forms, currently. Wow. 809. Wow.
Well, let's get right into it. Let's talk where we left off. We left off with number 34, Nidoking, rest in peace, rest in power. And we're here to talk about Clefairy.
Clefairy!
Do you know that Clefairy's an alien?
Yeah, they come from the moon, right?
Yeah.
I respect that. I too wish I came from the moon sometimes.
It's what we might call a big mood.
But Clefairy is a moon Pokemon, the fairy type. They don't really look like anything in particular, but it's worth noting that Clefairy was almost the mascot of the Pokemon franchise. Fun trivia.
Yeah. How was that, like, I don't know, I guess there was just a concern of, like, we can't make, like, Clefairy the starter? Well, I guess they didn't make Pikachu the starter. What made them change their minds?
It seemed from the little bit of reading that I did that the worry, well, it was partly like they were the mascot in the manga and stuff, and then the anime came out and everyone was like, oh, Pikachu's better. Also, boys like Pikachu more than the pink Pokemon, which is frustrating.
Nice.
But
nice.
Alas. They said, we'll show you, motherfuckers, and they made all the good incarnations of Pikachu female. So, take that, me at
well,
five.
I mean, main Pikachu is male.
Yeah, but who cares like a shit Pikachu. About main Pikachu when Lucha Pikachu is right there?
Pika Libre is pretty sick.
She's very sick, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about this moon Pokemon.
We are talking about this moon Pokemon. I like Clefairy. Clefairy's cute.
They got the big honking ears. They got the like sort of peace sign fingers, little claws. They got the classic anime cheeks. They got the one sharp tooth. It's like all the good anime like iconography in one.
They got toes.
Yeah, they got toes instead of feet, which is always a plus because we don't like feet here on the Johto Quorum.
Anti-feet, for sure.
Uh-huh. And they're from the moon, which I can respect.
Yeah. Now, I do have a beef to bring up.
Oh, shit, beef.
That's a bad shiny form. It's like a lighter pink with, like, acid green ears, and it doesn't look good.
But they're really bright. No, I'm just kidding. Pink and green don't really go well together. There's just something my brain doesn't like seeing those two colors together.
Yeah, it feels like someone was messing with some Photoshop sliders they should not have.
Yeah.
So I think we're keeping you good with keeping Clefairy but cutting the shiny form.
I am.
All right. Now, as Clefairy is from the moon, exposing Clefairy to a moonstone evolves them into Clefable. Now this brings up an interesting question, or perhaps several questions.
Okay.
First, is the moonstone just a stone from the moon?
Yes, it's a stone that fell from the moon, correct.
Second, then if they're from the moon, is every Clefairy on the moon, is there no such thing as a Clefairy on the moon? Are they just born as Clefables?
Oh.
Is it like this is their de-evolved form when they're sent to Earth or whatever they call Earth in Pokemon realm, and then like when they get their moonstone, they can go back to their normal form. Is this small Mario from the Mario games?
Default state should never be small Mario, but you do get there.
You do.
So I could give you a complicated answer about like the stone is a high concentration version of moon energy. And if you like hold it near it long enough, it does become Clefable. But when they're on the moon, I mean, they do breed. And when they breed, they give birth to Cleffa, which we'll talk about much, much, much later. when we talk about babies. They can't be born as Clefables. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, but I mean, we've never bred them on the moon.
That you know about.
That you know about.
They should do a Pokemon game where you go to the moon at the end.
That would be pretty cool.
Right? Right? You go to space at the end of Custom Robo. I feel like if Custom Robo can do it, then Pokemon can do it.
That's what, in most aspects of life, that's how I feel. If Custom Robo can do it, so can I.
Two games I've always wanted to do a podcast about, Custom Robo and Mega Man Battle Network. Those are my dreams.
But one of these days, we'll figure it out.
Clefable's dream is to go to the moon. My dream is to talk about these weird GameCube games I played as a kid. Clefable's boring, to be honest.
That's why we're vamping so much.
You're right. Clefable's just like a chunky, tall Clefairy with big wings. Same shiny. Their 3D model looks even worse because it's just like, oops, all tummy. Which I love a big tummy. As a possessor of a big tummy myself, I respect. They still have the big tooth. They have all the things that make like that Pokemon cool. But it's just like, you made it bigger. What's cool about that?
So you're rejecting the theory that Clefairy is just a small Mario, right?
Yeah.
That was my one argument for keeping Clefable. If that's not the case, then Clefable can go.
You're saying Clefable is the standard, Clefairy is the mini?
If that's true, I would want to keep Clefable because that's hilarious.
Uh-huh.
But if that's not true, then I guess we can cut Clefable.
Wow, it comes down to this. It comes down to etymology now, doesn't it?
It really does. Doesn't it always?
Etymology is not what we're talking about. Etymology is like the study of names. But thank you for...
Yeah, but like names are important. Names define form. To an extent.
Wow.
Choose your name and let it choose you.
Wow. I like that. I don't like Clefable. Get Clefable out of this list.
All right, fine. All right. All right, fine. Okay. Clefable is cut.
Bye.
You know what's sick?
Not the next Pokemon that we're going to talk about.
That's correct. I don't think Vulpix has ever had an illness.
Wow. Because they're already ill. Six legs Vulpix.
Vulpix is fast. Vulpix is my favorite. Vulpix is my favorite Pokemon.
Six. Vulpix and its Japanese name Rokan both have the word six in them. This is six's fursona. What if V was a Firefox? Mozilla. This is Mozilla Firefox, the Pokemon!
Well, no, that's more Ninetales, really, if you look at the...
I guess. No, you're right. You're right. Vulpix is cute. It makes a cute cry in the anime. It's like, wah, wah, wah. It's like a little dog, kind of. It's got the little feetsies. It's got the little tum. It's all the things that make a Pokemon cute. It's dog-like. It's fox-like. It's so cute.
So here's a thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
You know that song, What Does the Fox Say?
Yeah, for sure.
I hate that song because it's not a mystery.
Yeah.
They bark and they yip. It's really fucking straightforward.
But that... Okay.
What? No, what? No, what?
The song is... I can't believe I'm doing this. The song isn't about, like... It's so weird. No one knows what the fox says. It's like, we know what the fox says. It goes... And it's like, no, it doesn't. Obviously, it doesn't. But regardless. Vulpix cute. Absolutely cute. No question about it. Good Japanese right. name, bad Excellent. Shiny, dump the shiny in the garbage, keep the cute little red friend.
All right, we can dump the shiny. That's I'll take that compromise. That's fair.
Good,
that's fair.
Good. I love compromise. That's what the Johto Quorum is about.
But we compromise with each other. We don't compromise with the Pokemon
Company. No, God, no.
Game Freak can get game off of Alolan Vulpix.
Which is like, what if Vulpix had an all-white tum and then also had funnier hair?
So, I'm gonna stop for a moment and be like, hey, Pokemon Company, you should stop spying on me.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I didn't do Alolan Vulpix before this, but I did do an Electric Ponyta before Sun and Moon came out. I was like, hey, let's take these elemental Pokemon and have regional variants where they were different types. And they just took that from me.
You're saying you had come up with that idea before?
I sure did.
Oh, okay.
I sure did. That was me, baby.
Wow. Well, Alolan Vulpix, probably one of the better Alolan forms.
It's true. Alolan Vulpix is very cute. I really like the... It still clearly is a Vulpix, mm-hmm. you know? Mm-hmm. But, like, the conversion of like the sort of this the like fern frond-esque kind of curling of the tails and the hair into sort of like more like fluff is very cute. The color changes are really like, I don't know, it does at first blush it doesn't seem that dramatic, but it really looks very striking and very adorable. I'm all about that Alolan Vulpix. I think it looks great.
Yeah, the hair and the tail kind of like swooshing together instead of being separate, being a little bit more combined.
It kind of reminds me of like, have you ever messed with dry ice?
A little bit. Why? Like the smoke that comes out of dry ice?
It reminds me of like, yeah, like, yeah, that's this, like the fog rolling off of dry ice.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Also, doesn't it have one of the best hidden abilities? I don't know, this is not necessarily the best thing, but Snow Warning, that's the one that's like,
yeah,
good.
It's a strong motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Alolan Vulpix is a beast. Yeah, no, I think Alolan Vulpix also gets to stay. We can dump the shiny form because you have to stare really hard to be able to tell.
Wait, let me find the shiny form. Boop boop be doop. Oh, it's like it gets like a little bit of a hue on it. That's it.
Yeah, it's slightly less pure white, and its feet are a little bit darker blue.
No thanks.
It's really not enough. So, but great Pokemon.
A friend, killer a true Pokemon. Friend.
Now, I've had a bit of an arc with Ninetales.
I love the Naruto Pokemon.
When I was younger, I was like, why on earth would you evolve a Vulpix? What kind of monster are you?
Right.
And to be honest, I still have some beefs with Vulpix. With Vulpix. With Ninetales. Oh. The use of color in Ninetales is a little lacking in imagination.
Yeah. It develops this all white coloring with a teensy bit of like reddish orange on the ends of the tails. It's just so freaking majestic. This is one of the rare Pokemon that looks much cooler in 3D than it does in 2D, actually, because you really get the sense, like if you find on like the on Bulbapedia, you can see like the from the back view in Omega Ruby what that model looks like, and those tails are huge. They're these big honking tails. That's probably a pain to walk around with, but I don't care. And it's got this big hair. It looks like it's got a freaking mohawk. It's sick.
It looks very cool. I will also note the shiny form.
Yes.
The coloration on the shiny form really works. It does look alarmingly like the Alolan form.
Yeah.
But that's okay. I think that similarity is actually healthy. So I might almost say keep shiny cut regular? Is that crazy?
Really?
Because I just feel like the coloration on regular Ninetales just isn't there.
Yeah, it's less cool. Like, shiny looks awesome and does in 2D look like Alolan Ninetales, but that's alright. It's a curse. It's gonna curse you, Sigs.
It's gonna curse
you. The only thing about the shiny is it is still a fire-type Pokemon, and the shiny doesn't really get across what typing it is.
But that's true. Well, I mean, you know. Yeah, no, you're right. But, you're right. I was gonna say, I mean, like, fire can burn white and blue hot, but that's
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but also
well, that's not useful.
But also, maybe that's how it tricks you, because it is a Pokemon that's all about cursing you.
But like, I think, gosh, this is a hard call. This is a really hard call. Yeah. Maybe we can just settle up. We can say keep both, but we can just sort of like on the record be like, hey, do a little better with Ninetales' color.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I can settle on that. That's
keep
fine.
Both. Yeah.
Now what about Alolan Ninetales?
I don't know. Here's the thing: Alolan Ninetales looks amazing in 2D. It's just like you drew a cloud. It's like it barely exists. It's an icy mist that pierces you with its bright blue eyes, and you're like, wow, that's incredible.
It's amazing. Yes.
But then you look at it in 3D. And it just, the tail gets kind of messy because that, like, squishing together of the tails that Vulpix has in its Alolan form continues on and expands. And it looks like it just has a really big butt. Is that spicy to say? Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, I don't agree with you, but I think you're allowed to say it.
Okay, I'm valid. Thank you. It's still really cool. I'll give it the keep just for the sake of how cool it looks in 2D, and from the right angle.
I think, like, you know, there'll be other 3D renditions in the future, right? Yes. Maybe they can nail it a little better next time.
Yes, it's true.
So we'll keep Alolan Ninetales and both forms of it, I think, because I think the shiny form is not that different, but it is different enough. Like, the different coloration is interesting.
Yeah, there's a difference there.
Mm-hmm. Now we're all back.
Right, let's talk.
We're back into the weeds.
Let's talk about the lamer
version
of. Okay, no, sorry. Sorry. You know what? I need to start out like fair and open minded about Jigglypuff. Jigglypuff has like a tuft of hair, and big ears, and big eyes, and it's pink and it's fairy type. And it just really wishes it was Clefairy, you guys.
It's a little bit less iconic. Its design is a little lazy. Especially when you, when you put it next to Clefairy and you're like, guys, you just made that again, but more spherical and less animal-like. Its gimmick is good. Its gimmick has nothing to do with the way it looks. Like, it doesn't look like a Pokemon that sings. If you just looked at a Jigglypuff with no microphone, you're like, what's the thing this Pokemon does that makes it unique? They made a circle with funny hair and ears. When you add put a microphone in its hand and you say, this is an idol. This is a thing with big eyes that's got eyes for fame. It wants to be a star. It wants to be a celebrity. It wants fans to adore it and fall asleep to its music. And I'm also a little bit biased by the anime and the fact that the Jigglypuff in the anime always like puffs its cheeks out when people are mad or don't listen to it, and I do that too, so I can relate. But I there's nothing special about Jigglypuff's design. Like, I'm sorry.
Japanese name is Purin, which is pudding. I don't know. Should we? I mean, like, I feel like we can't cut Jigglypuff, but like, we should maybe cut Jigglypuff.
If you have Clefairy, and the point of this podcast is to shrink down the list of Pokemon, then you don't need both.
If the point of this podcast is to get angry emails from people listening to the podcast, we should probably cut.
We did that on number 3. We already have people mad about Venusaur.
We do.
Can't
That's true.
Go back.
That's true. No, Jigglypuff. I'm sorry. You gotta listen. If the mic was like game canon, I might be into it, but it's not. That's not good enough.
So sorry, Jigglypuff. Don't be mad at me. Don't put me to sleep. I'm sorry. Actually, how nice would it be to just have a Jigglypuff, and every time you wanted to go to bed, you could just like tell it to sing for you.
Yo, I am my own Jigglypuff. I have like twice in my life had trouble sleeping. I'm the greatest.
Really?
Listen, the depression, baby. I just pass out anytime I want. It's so good. I could sleep right now. Like, I could not even take this headset off and just drop.
Wow.
It's great. It's also kind of bad sometimes. Let's talk about Wigglytuff.
Speaking of kind of bad sometimes,
I actually think this design is better than Jigglypuff.
It's more distinct.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a bit of a jiggly tum-tum.
I like how the tum extends over the mouth. I think that's kind of cute.
Yeah. Is that our official word for that now, is the tum? The thing that a lot of Pokemon have, that little, like, white stomach?
Yeah, that's definitely the tum.
Okay, great. So the tum is, like, 60% of Wigglytuff. I always forget its name. Wigglytuff does not roll off of the tongue very well.
No, not so much.
Wigglytuff.
What we got in Japanese, though?
I just looked at it. Pukurin. Which pupuri is like when you're like in a huff, like, and then gurukiri is like big and round. So like,
it's like a hyperventilating big pudding. Great, that's actually that's actually really good.
Big and round and in a huff pudding. Wow, weird. We're keeping Wigglytuff and we're getting rid of Jigglypuff. Sorry.
Are we? I mean, I don't know that I disagree. I just feel. Yeah. No. Let's do it.
Yeah, we need more big boy season. We're cutting a lot of big boys right now.
We are, it's true.
Like, Clefable has to go because Clefable's not that visually interesting, but, like, Wigglytuff
has to go. What if Clefairy evolved into Wigglytuff, and you were just like, what the fuck? Perfect. I guess that's just how they do on the moon.
their ears get really big. This is also another moonstone evolution, so they're meant to be parallels.
Mm-hmm.
They have this thing that you don't realize until you're looking at them numbered, where in Gen 1 it was like, you literally get one Moonstone in the game, and you're meant to choose one so that your friend chooses the other one. So Clefairy and Jigglypuff are supposed to be, like, basically equivalent. But if we're choosing, which is the whole point of the podcast, then keep Clefairy, keep Wigglytuff, and then get rid of their evolutions. And they both have baby forms later. So
I do.
We'll talk about the nightmare that is Jigglypuff later.
Oh, Christ. Yeah. I think a lot of babies are going to have trouble. That's my prediction.
I mean, the thing is that my favorite Pokemon is a baby, so...
Yeah, favorite Pokemon. We'll talk
about
it. That's
a bummer. We'll talk about it in like a year. All right, so here's an easy one to agree on, Six.
Yeah?
Oh, by the way, yeah, keep Wigglytuff, definitely. Zubat.
Uh-huh.
Japanese Zubat.
Uh-huh.
I say, toss it in the garbage.
What?
I hate Zubat.
Zubat rules.
Oh no, why is this our first conflict? No.
Zubat is great.
Sucks.
So the thing about, I mean, okay, Zubat sucks, but Zubat sucks exactly the way Zubat needs to suck, because Zubat has fangs, so of course it sucks. It sucks your blood. No.
Zubat sucks because it's like, there's too many of them, and they're supposed to be. It's Zubat Cave. That's the reason it's like that.
Exactly. Like, Zubat, like, I don't think Rattata is a great design, but that idea is a niche that needs to be filled. There does need to be a Pokemon where you're just like, oh, I win in this particular type of biome, and these motherfuckers are everywhere. I think Zubat is actually a fairly fun design. I like the fact that it has no eyes. Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it's basically just a mouth with wings and ears, that's kind of cute. And I don't know, I'm into it.
I like the no eyes thing, because it has, like, an explanation. I actually like the shiny. I think it's cool that it turns completely green.
Mm-hmm.
I know we just said, like, I hate it when they turn completely yellow, but, like, it feels like a different palette when it's turning green. Like, it looks like a different Pokemon.
Mm-hmm.
The name Zubat, the name origin of Zubat, is kind of making me lean towards keeping, but I still, right now, in my heart of hearts, say get rid of Zubat. Zubat. Maybe a pun based on both bat and zubato, which is an onomatopoeia for when an edge tool forcefully pierces something, like fangs, for example. So it's just saying, like, chomp chomp, basically.
I mean, like, what would you do in those scenes where you walk into, you know, like, a dark cave, and then, like, you know, you scatter, like, some creatures scatter, some Pokemon scatter, just sort of, like, as scenery. That's Zubat. That's gotta be Zubat.
Okay, well, then you need Zubat, and yeah, what if you have, like, a horror-themed AU where they're, like, it's, like, the Dracula Pokemon trainer, like, what Pokemon does he keep? That's the only case where I could see somebody having a Zubat.
No, see, I mean, I think there is value in Pokemon that, like, I mean, okay, listen, in the real world, no one raises earthworms. I mean, okay, I'm sure there's someone who raises earthworms.
Actually, yeah.
But, like, that's not really a thing. And that's fine. There are animals that exist in the world that are valuable to exist in the world that aren't there to be pets. Zubat isn't there to be somebody's pet.
Mm-hmm.
Zubat is the quintessential, like, element of the wild. Because Zubat is a signifier that you've gone somewhere dangerous.
Yeah.
I think Zubat's
That's
great.
Like, oh shit, there's Zubat everywhere. Uh-oh.
Right. You're like, oh fuck, somebody probably hasn't been here in a while. I don't know if I should be here.
Okay, well... So then let's take out the fact that I would never want to own a Zubat, and I don't know anybody that would want to own a Zubat. However, I'll take this as my bat Pokemon. I want you to remember this when there's like 100 other types of bat and like cave animal Pokemon, and we decide that this is the one that we keep.
Okay.
So that I can win future fights. Speaking of which, wow, weird. I think we should immediately cut Golbat.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure.
Okay, great. Good talk. Golbat sucks. Okay, keep Zubat. I'm going to give you that.
I kind of like that Golbat is this weird evolution of how, like, okay, so Zubat was all mouth. So Golbat is like, oh, I grew eyes, but I'm still just all mouth. It's very funny looking. That doesn't mean we should keep it. It's just sort of like, hey, I feel like that's almost a joke, and that's a funny joke.
It's a funny gag, yeah, but it has eyes now. And it just looks doofy. It looks like a cartoon vampire. It looks like a vampire that transformed halfway and then stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And then was, like, shocked that it got stuck. It's like, and it just froze in that position. That's what Golbat looks like. Also, its feet are disgusting.
Its feet aren't very good. They're bad.
No, and it's got the same shiny. It's still just green. The mouth scares me. I've always been grossed out by that. Golbat, like gollop. Mm-hmm. Bat. It's not the most creative of names.
No.
I'd say definitely keep Zubat, get rid of Golbat. The reason Golbat exists is because they want variety of Pokemon that are in caves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not just like there are bats and there are Geodudes. It's like, no, there are bats and then there are big bats. But yeah, Golbat's redundant.
Yep. You're not wrong.
Snipped.
So let's talk about Oddish number 43. Okay. Probably Japanese name is like plant that's weird or weird plant or plant weird.
Do you want to know?
Sure.
Good guess, though. Japanese name Nazo no Kusa. Nazo no Kusa. Which world literally grass? Means what? Enigmatic grass.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew Kusa, but
I'm proud of you. So here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Nazo no Kusa is cute.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little, it makes sense. It looks like a real thing. The whole idea of like you pluck it out of your garden and then you're like, oh shit, that's an oddish. That's not my turnip. And it's odd. Like, that's all great. It's cute in the anime. It's got the little feetsies.
It looks like it has its leaves look like it has a real bad hair day.
Yup, which we can all relate to. The little red beady eyes make sense for being a plant Pokemon. It's cute. It like works. I think this works as a like Gen 1. Sometimes they nailed it with designs.
Totally.
It's got the same thing though with Bulbasaur. We're gonna get people angry at us again. Where it gets worse the more it evolves.
It does get worse. It does get worse. You're not wrong. So let's talk about Glum. Gloom.
Gloom.
Glam. I can't make sounds with my mouth.
Glum. Jeff. It's gonna make a Jeff Goldblum joke. I don't want to. Kusai Hana, which literally means stinking flower.
All right, but so
Gloom is a bad hair day that you just woke up after a fucking bender and you're like, ugh, just give me Gatorade. Like, that is Gloom in a nutshell. It's just, why are you drooling? Clean your drool. Clean your mouth, Gloom. Get your shit together.
So, gosh. I'm really torn.
Yeah?
Because there's a Pokemon we're not going to get to for quite some time. Blossom, a.k.a. Mirihana or something like that?
Kirihana.
Kirihana, that's it. Right, pretty flower. Rules. And
okay.
I love the idea that there was this awkward, like where it's like, be careful who you make fun of in high school, right? Like,
yeah.
Glum is awful, but I kind of love the idea that it's like, Oddish is cute, and then becomes this disaster, and then turns into this, like, goddess. I think that's a really fun narrative.
Yes. So, it has two options. And this is a narrative that I'm making up in my head, that I'm headcanoning for them right now. In reality, Oddish evolves into Gloom from leveling, and then with a Leaf Stone becomes Vileplume, with a Sunstone becomes Blossom. Oddish is you as a kid. Gloom is you when you're in your 20s and you're struggling to find a job. Vileplume, and we're going to actually get into the ratings in a sec, is like, okay, you cleaned yourself up, you got your act together, but you're still the old you. It's still like, oh, that's recognizable, that's you. And then Blossom is, I'm sorry, Blossom is 6 months after HRT. You're like, wow, this is amazing. This is incredible. I remember when I didn't know who I was, and now I super know who I am, and it's gorgeous. So Gloom is just a mess. Gloom's just, and I appreciate it, because whomst amongst us hasn't been Gloom at some point,
mm-hmm.
but just clean your mouth. The fact that the art always has the drool and never isn't drooling is icky to me. But it's also the weed Pokemon, so it's also like dank as hell. And I don't want it to ever sound like we are criticizing gross Pokemon for being gross. It's just that there's a type of gross that I like, and then there's a type of gross that I find kind of, like, unacceptable. Gloom's not the worst. I don't hate Gloom. This is a hard one for me.
Yeah, I don't know what we do here. The honey it drools from its mouth smells so atrocious it can curl noses more than a mile away. We should probably keep Gloom.
Wow. So if we keep Gloom, we have to get rid of Vileplume.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, we do.
Okay, great. That I can agree with.
Okay, great.
Good. Imagine playing just Gen 1. And your adorable little Oddish evolves into this nightmare, and you're like, wow, bummer. But okay, sure. It now knows, like, sleep powder, poison powder, powder powder, smoke that powder, all these abilities. And then you're like, finally. Whenever the stone evolutions are ugly, it bums me out, because it's like, you work hard to get those evolution stones.
You really do.
And then you get Vileplume, Rufresia, and you're like, what? What is this? it's just a mushroom head. And I don't mean that in the gross way. Don't be gross.
Isn't it one of those, carnivorous flowers, though, right? It's like the big one. You've seen one of those fucking things, right? Those,
yes,
like,
it is based
giant
on
giant ass, awful flowers.
Rafflesia arnoldi, I think they're called, or corpse lilies, they're also called.
Yeah, ugh, ugh.
So it is based on a real thing that is very scary and very gross. It produces the largest flower on Earth. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's not... I don't hate that.
Yeah, and it smells like a rotting corpse. Great. Love it.
Wow. Thanks. I hate it. Hey, send it back. Why would you ever put a Vileplume on your team?
Well, because it's that or a Paris.
Oh. So are we cutting Vileplume?
Yeah, we're cutting Vileplume.
Okay. Number 46 is Paris, also known as Paris. Parisu. I think Paris is actually kind of cute.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The mouth.
The mouth.
Two.
That's a gob. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like its like little lumpy like acne or whatever the fuck that is. and then it's just got some fucking, you know, like Cordyceps going on, and Cordyceps is one of the worst things on the planet.
Uh-huh. It's a Tochukaso in real life. That's what it's based on.
Okay, so
That's not. That's the name of the mushroom. So wait, I just remembered something. This is important to note. The mushrooms that are on the side of Paris aren't the Paris. They don't make those.
What?
That's a parasitic mushroom that grows on it.
Right, and then when it evolves, it takes over.
Which is cool.
No. What?
Parasect is cool. Keep Parasect. Keep shiny Parasect.
No,
keep them all.
You're... No. No.
Okay. Really?
Okay, well, first we have to settle Paris.
I
think we should cut Paris.
I say cut Paris, keep Parasect.
I cannot possibly stand for keeping Parasect.
It's so cool.
In what world?
It's like what happened. It's just the like alienness of it. Sometimes we're gonna get into this a lot more in later generations. Sometimes Pokemon Origins are like really gross and scary, and Parasect is a perfect example of that. It's like, what if this thing mind controlled you and became most of your body, and you don't even have your own personality anymore? That's goals.
But like, okay, now one, it's not when it's a fungus.
Yeah.
Two, also I don't really agree with that fetish, generally speaking, but that's a bigger conversation.
That's fine, sure.
And three, there's a better version of that later on.
Which one?
Slowking.
Slowking is a way cooler
version of Parasect.
Where they put a different Pokemon on its tail and then it becomes a different Pokemon?
Yeah, well, that's Slowbro. Slowking is when the parasite, when the moves to its head and just takes over. And then it's like, but then it still looks sick. This thing looks fucked. Look at that fucking...
this thing will kill you.
I hate it. I hate it so much.
I just sent Six a picture of a Parasect like lifting its back legs and it's like...
And Luther's like a smile.
What's
worst.
Up? It just wants to hang out with you. Be nice to it.
I want
to
light it on fire.
No, be friends with it. Invite it to your birthday.
Get Paris out of here.
No, Parasect stays.
No.
Parasect stays.
Nope. Nope.
Shiny Parasect Superstays. It gets all yellow and jaundiced. It gets very jaundiced.
I'm digging my feet in here. Parasect has to go.
I thought we were anti-feet.
It has lots of feet. What are you talking about?
No, but you said you're digging your feet.
All right, fine.
Keep Parasect. Keep it.
Okay, because fine, it's gross?
Yes.
We're going to have other gross Pokemon that are interesting. This is just gross.
I'm so disappointed in you. This is fine. I'll allow it. Right. I'm going to allow it this one time.
Okay, we're cutting Parasect. One of my literally least favorite Pokemon.
That's so... I'm so sad to hear that.
All right. Venonat.
Venonat. Venonat. Venonat's weird. I was just looking at a picture. I have a friend who wants to be on a later episode of the Johto Quorum, and we were looking at pictures of all the Pokemon coming up, and we looked at Venonat, and I was like, I don't know what the fuck this is based on.
Yeah, I guess I don't know either.
Right? It's fascinating that it makes sense. Like, you look at it, and you're like, yeah, that's Venonat. But it's like, what is it? In Japanese, it's Kongpong, which is a combination of Konchu, which is insect, and Pong, like the noise that a radar makes, like Pong, Pong. Or it could be a shortening of the Japanese word for compound eye, which is like what its eyes are. It has one eye. Or its eyes, it's sort of like the way, it doesn't have one eye. How does a compound eye work? It's like a million different little eyes inside of the eye.
A million different eyes that make up the same eye, yeah.
Yeah, it's that. That's kind of gross.
Yeah, but bugs are gross in general.
But what is it? Also, how big is it? Remember we were doing like heights and weights? It's 3'3".
That's get big. The fuck. That's very big. I mean, like, it looks like a little, like, bug gremlin. Like,
uh-huh, same.
Dust bunny. And I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm kind of into Venonat.
I'm honestly impressed by the fact that Venonat, it like, makes sense when you look at it, but isn't based on anything.
Yeah.
At least that I can think of. It's just like, oh, yeah, Venonat, of course.
Sure. No, yeah. My son.
That's... My gremlin son. Bug and poison. A good combination. Those compound eyes. The bummer is that those compound... Oh, wait, what is it shiny? Maybe this is going to
Just changes his eyes blue.
Oh, that's fine. It's inoffensive. No, the thing is that its eyes are compound, and then when it evolves, they are no longer compound.
Well.
At least that we know of.
Or if keep they Venonat. Are, they're very subtly compound, I guess.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, all right, we'll keep Venonat. What do you think about Venomoth, though?
We're gonna get better Moth Pokemon later?
You're not wrong.
But I like the color scheme.
Yeah, one of the things about the later Moth Pokemon is that they feel a little, like... gaudy. I mean, like, I've seen moths in we've all seen moths in real life. It's not like a fucking I was trying to use that, like, listen, I've seen a moth before, like, yeah, fucking no shit.
I would hope so,
but like, its coloration looks like a moth to me. It's very like subdued colors.
Yeah, it's actually pretty subtle,
a dusky Pokemon looking. Here so.
And then when it's shiny, it just gets blue instead of purple, which is kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think the shiny looks good. It's a good blue.
And it's one of the clean, it's like one of the easiest, what's it called? The names, the name, the way that they switch together, the portmanteaus. Venom Moth. There it is. It's all there. Like, whoever localized Venom Moth is smart.
That's Morphon. Like
Morphon, which is based on the genus Morpho.
Which is fine, I guess.
Yeah. Again, this is a type of design that will get refined and improved later as they do more like moths. And like gross evolutions, but it also doesn't make any. The only thing that connects it to Venonat visually is that Venonat has these two antenna that turn into like kind of head pointies in Venomoth's form. But other than that, it doesn't make a lot of sense how that becomes this.
You're not wrong.
I'm saying keep Venonat, toss Venomoth in the garb, squish Venomoth.
I like Venomoth well enough, but I think we can cut it in the interest of, like, I mean, I don't think we need to keep it. And in general, when we're kind of ambivalent, I think we should cut.
Right. If you're going to break my heart and say that Paris is disgusting, then Venomoth's, like, hand teeth things are the same shit with the mouth of Paris. So.
It's true. That's fair.
By the grace of God, you have to make your decisions.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about Diglett.
This is a weird one. Digda in Japanese.
Uh-huh.
Diglett is cute. It's based on a whack-a-mole, I guess.
Uh-huh.
But moles don't look like that. So, like, real-life moles don't look like a sphere or like a cylinder.
That's true. That's true.
I would have loved a Pokemon that actually has the look of a mole. I'm going to send you some pictures of moles and you can see.
We'll get some. We get some later on that.
That do look like that. Oh, no, you're totally right. Like Drillburn and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll get some mole Pokemon. Some actual mole Pokemon, not Diglett the mole Pokemon who looks nothing like a mole. Diglett the Pokemon that looks like one of those hills from Super Mario World.
It totally does.
I like Diglett.
I like Diglett's kind of a meme Pokemon now. The whole like, what is Diglett under the, what does it look like under the hole?
Uh-huh.
What do you think it looks like?
I think there's a propeller.
What? Makes a lot of sense in the Alolan form.
Yeah, I have no idea, and I'm kind of happy that I have no idea.
Like, I'm never going to see that. I'm never going to see what it looks like under. Mm. But if you look at a real picture of a mole and you think that's what it'll look like, then that's disgusting. Imagine a Diglett with claws. No, thanks. No, thanks.
Yeah, I like way better the fact that it apparently has no claws and no, like sharp anything, and yet just burrows through the ground so perfectly. It just sort of, like, points its head and just goes.
It just decides where it wants to go.
That's great.
Oh, God. This talking about its Alolan form and talking about its evolution is going to be hard for me, though. It's a hard one.
It's going to be pretty easy for me.
Okay. Well, so Alolan, I'm going to keep or remove regular Diglett.
Oh, we're keeping Diglett.
Okay, we're keeping Diglett.
We're going to remove shiny Diglett, though, because it's just not, just like the nose is blue. It's not good.
Yeah, get that out of here. It looks like it has a cold. Alolan Diglett gets a little bit more bronze colored. The nose becomes red, and then it develops these three Homer Simpson-esque tufts of hair.
Mm-hmm.
And it also develops a steel typing.
Uh-huh.
When it's Alolan form, which is sick. I like it when they change change rock into steel.
I like that too.
There's not.
You know what I don't like?
Yeah.
Alolan Diglett.
Wow. So Alolan Diglett cut.
Yes.
Here comes the conversation of a lifetime coming up next. God.
Doug?
Trio.
I
never wanted to talk about Doug Trio. I wish we could just skip this conversation.
Yeah?
It's three Diglett.
Uh-huh. That's really boring. We should cut it.
I know, but can we keep Alolan Doug Trio?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, great.
I think
because it's cute.
I think that's like, I don't know. I would lean towards cutting Alolan Dugtrio, but I don't feel strongly enough to dig in my heels about it. If we wanted to make it so like Diglett just evolves into Alolan Dugtrio, that's hilarious and baffling.
It burrows underground and finds two friends and also a nice wig.
No, not a wig. I think the constant digging with its head stimulates the follicles on his head and it sprouts hair.
Oh. So if I like dug underground, would I grow longer hair?
If you dug with your head.
Do you know what the ability Tangling Hair does, the signature move of Alolan Dugtrio?
I have no idea.
When a Pokemon with Tangling Hair is hit by a move that makes contact, the speed of the attacking Pokemon is decreased. Each hit of a multi-strike move on Alolan Dugtrio decreases speed. So if somebody hits you with, like, Fury Swipes, which is useless because you're a Steel-type, they're just gone. They can no longer function.
Wow.
That's actually pretty competitively viable. Every time I try to hit you, your hair pulls at me and makes me slower.
But, I mean, like, slow is, in Pokemon, slow is just a binary. You're either faster or slower.
But it means you'll never hit first, which is a big deal in competitive Pokemon.
Sure, that's true. But, I mean, like, well, you can still hit first with, you know, guaranteed moves.
Extreme
or like
speed, yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quick claws. I forgot about quick claws.
Anyway.
Yeah, keep Diglett. No shiny. Toss Dugtrio in the trash. I'm sorry, but three Diglett is not a different Pokemon. And keep Alolan Dugtrio.
Right.
Is there, before we get angry emails, is there like an explanation for why it's three Diglett? Like, how is that a different Pokemon? Is there a Pokedex entry in your thingy?
I mean, like, you know.
Ew, ew, there is, ew, there is, ew, there is, ew, there is.
It's bad?
Yeah. Dugtrio are actually triplets that emerge from one body. Each triplet thinks like the other two. They work cooperatively to burrow endlessly. So it's one body. It's not three Diglets.
That's upsetting.
I don't like that. Toss that in the garbage.
Yeah.
No, this is contradictory, because in Leaf Green it says it's a team of Diglett triplets. But then in Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby it says are actually triplets from one body. What? I'm confused.
Well, one, it could be that the understanding of the Pokemon professors has evolved.
True. Evolved.
And then two, it doesn't, calling it a team of triplets, like, you can, if it's three people attached to one body, they can still be a team.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Anyway, Meowth. That's right.
Yeah,
it's number
that's
52.
Right. Would you think anything about Meowth or Niarth in Japanese, which is the same thing except cat instead of meow, if it wasn't in the anime, would you think anything about Meowth?
Not a single thing.
Yeah, it's nothing. It's a money cat.
Mm-hmm. Now,
which I think is based on like a Japanese myth or like thing.
Yeah, something.
Oh, the Japanese legend of the Maneki Neko, also known as the Lucky Cat. According to one legend, a cat raised its paw to welcome a lord and saved his life when lightning bolt hit the spot where he'd standing. Maneki Neko often are used as charms in restaurants to bring customers fortune and good luck.
Yeah, I've seen this. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, it's a combination of meow and wealth. In Japanese, it's nya and something else. Niarth. Yeah, it's when you take, like, the anime gave Meowth such a cool personality, and it's like got the fun New York accent, and it's got the, like, it has, it's working in Team Rocket. That's great. Do we consider anime Meowth to be relevant to the discussion?
Well, we can, but the thing is, there's no reason we couldn't attach all of those attributes to Alolan Meowth.
Why have I not even considered this? In the Sun and Moon anime, somebody who's actually watched more of it than me, does Meowth, like, slowly become Alolan form?
No.
Good answer. Oh, no, because it has to have, like, been raised there, right?
Right, right.
Okay, so the Team Rocket Meowth doesn't, like,
that would
develop.
That would be really funny, though, if it was, like it was getting, like, a suntan that was changing its personality. That would be pretty funny.
And they're like, Meowth, your cheeks are getting huge. Meowth, why do you look like Garfield? Yeah, Alolan Meowth is totally Garfield.
No, you're thinking of Alolan Persian. Alolan Meowth is just a sassy cat.
A sassy catty. Oh, you're right. Ew. Oh, you're right. I hate it.
What?
I looked ahead. Alolan Meowth is cute. Oh, okay. I like Alolan Meowth.
Okay.
I looked at Alolan Persian.
Okay, well, yeah, we'll get there. So we're cutting Meowth, but we'll keep Alolan Meowth. Does that sound good?
Yeah. Can I send you a cute picture of Alolan Meowth, and then we'll see?
You certainly can.
Okay, great. There it is. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's just a good like coy boy. It's great.
It's like we talked about Alolan Rattata, like, wow, turning dark type doesn't make you cool, you fucking nerd. But like it can. It can.
Yeah, that's a good design.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
And then
Persian.
Number 53.
So this is another one of those ones where we have to look ahead, right?
Yeah.
We're going to get lots of cats.
Yeah, we're going to get so many cats. This cat has a jewel on its forehead. That's it.
Yeah, Persian's not top tier cat.
It's literally just like a lion. It's a, or no, not a lion, a tiger. It's just a big kitty. Like a large, I don't know, what cat would this be based on? They don't, like a tall cat?
A Persian.
Oh. You're right. Siamese cats. There you go.
Okay, more than Persians. That's true. Persians are more fluffy. But I couldn't resist being snarky.
Mm-hmm, I know that. It doesn't even have fur, technically. It's gross.
Oh, it is gross.
Or it does. Maybe it does, but it just doesn't show, like, in drawings.
Yeah, you know what? I mean, like Giovanni pets his, so I think probably.
Yeah.
Unless he's just petting skin, which would be very gross.
Ew.
Let's talk about Alolan Persian.
Let's not. I hate it. It's Garfield.
Well, okay. So here's the thing about Alolan Persian. We're going to cut Alolan Persian. But
okay.
The thing about Alolan Persian is that it's actually a criticism of cat breeding, which I think is kind of cool.
Yeah, is the idea that it becomes deformed from years of breeding?
Alolan Persian has, like this kind of, like, moon face, and it's kind of, like, it's a commentary on how if people trying to get, like, pure breeds of cats will sometimes breed cats together in a way that is not healthy and have results that are kind of actually genetically unhealthy. That's the thing they're doing there.
So it's like a failed... It's like how Mewtwo is a failed clone of Mew. Except Ditto is a failed clone of Mew.
Except for it's just cat. It's like just like making cats have sex with each other. It's you know, no science needed. Just
it's even more ethically dicey.
Yeah, no, it's bad. That's just
a good point.
I like that they're calling it out. It doesn't mean it stays on our list though.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Mewtwo, we're not going to get there for a really long time. What about Psyduck?
Koduck. So, why is it Koduck? What? Oh, Ko means child. Duck child.
All right. I guess we're keeping it. Turns out.
Wow, that was easy. Anime Psyduck's amazing. Psyduck's an iconic design. It looks like a duck. You immediately know what the fuck it is. It's water type. It's not psychic type, despite the fact that it, like, the reason it's not psychic type is because it can't do psychic stuff because it gets headaches. Big mood.
I just, like, Psyduck is just, like, the anxiety Pokemon. It's just, like, standing there clutching its head, like, oh, God.
Psyduck, you have responsibilities. You need to start looking for a job. You need to, like, when are you going to move out? And then just Psyduck face. Yeah. We can all relate to Psyduck.
Psyduck is wonderful. Psyduck is wonderful. What's this shiny look like? Show me that shiny.
Show me that shiny. Shiny Psyduck is cool.
Wow, like this teal color, like a cyan.
Yeah, like a cyan.
I'm into it. That's cool.
Interesting.
All right, well then Psyduck evolves into Golduck. Golduck's cool. I like Golduck.
Oh, that's all right. It's based on another Japanese myth.
Is it a kappa?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, fun fact, Junichi Masuda, who's one of the designers on Pokemon, Psyduck is his favorite Pokemon.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, it's a good Pokemon, so good call.
Yeah. Golduck, also known as Golduck, fuck, it's based on a kappa. It's got the same, like, Persian dot on the head, forehead. I don't want to call that a dot. I know that's based in different cultures. Golduck's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a little bit buff. It's kind of muscular. The shiny form sucks. It's just lighter.
Yeah. I mean, but it matches the color of shiny Psyduck, so I'm into it.
That's true. Aspects of a duck, platypus, and a kappa. The whole, like, jumping out of the water and scaring, like, boat people without them realizing
it. Man, that's
and
then perfect. Also, so Psyduck, like, the anxiety kid, grows up to have his shit together, but still, like, scaring the fuck out of people. That's great. God bless. God bless.
And now it can actually do the psychic moves that it's been trying to for so long.
Yeah. No, we're keeping Golduck. Golduck's great. All right. What do we got up next?
We have number 56. In Japanese and English, they are known as Menki, which is monkey and Anki?
Well, and also Menki is like a British term for something that's like kind of like a little bit
cranky
gross.
Monkey. Cranky is the word. And yeah, Menki is a gross thing. You're right.
Yeah. It's like, you know, you're looking a bit manky there, you know?
This is another one. And maybe I should look at pictures of pig monkeys because that's what it's based on. But it doesn't look like a monkey.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, ew, I looked at pictures of pig monkeys. I hate it. I hate it. Oh, are these not even real? This is like a mutant form. Okay. This is not, I don't think this is a... Yeah, no. Never mind. Don't look at pictures of pig monkeys. Now I'm sad, because it's another, like, failed breeding experiment thing. Fighting type? Interesting that they made an animal a fighting type.
Mm-hmm. Saves your life punchy. In Pokemon Yellow.
Does it?
In Pokemon Yellow, they added one off to the side before Pewter City Gym when you're stuck with a Pikachu and thus no way to fight Brock without getting completely smoked, and you just get a fighting type.
Oh, right. You're right.
You get that low kick.
You're absolutely right. I actually played just enough of Pokemon Yellow on the 3DS re-release that I got to that part. I like it. Just as a side note, when Pokemon games, like if you're following them in order, you are not expected to have a Pokemon to beat the gym, so you have to like progress a little bit past the gym or around the gym to catch something that will then be useful to beat the gym.
Yeah, you have to explore a little bit to find something more useful.
Gen 5 does that really well. Even its very first gym, you can't beat with the starter. You have to get another Pokemon to beat it. It's great.
Good shit.
Because they give the first gym in Gen 5 is designed to be counter to your type. And it's like, yeah, fuck you. You just started this game. Get another Pokemon. yeah, Mankey's all right. It doesn't have a mouth, though. Why doesn't it have a mouth?
I bet it does. It's just concealed underneath the fur.
Yeah, I mean, it has to eat.
Yeah, I bet it's one of those things where, like, the fur would part and it'd shove shit in there.
But I've never... am I going to Google Mankey mouth right now and get really sad? Mankey mouth open. There we go. Pokemon without mouths. There's a... What? There's a GameFAQs forum post called Pokemon without mouths, and it's just listing all the Pokemon that don't have mouths.
I'm not seeing any official art.
Nope.
Of Mankey with an open mouth.
Mm-mm.
That's okay.
There are a couple Pokemon that we don't know to have mouths, like Tangela, for example.
Sure.
Same idea. I mean, keep or get rid of Mankey. I really don't feel strongly about this Pokemon.
I like it, but I guess if we don't feel strongly, we should just cut it.
Right?
I mean, there are going to be other monkeys later.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And some that I love.
Well, I guess on that, we should definitely cut Primeape.
Oh, you mean Okorizaru.
It has a cool sound for just a bigger Mankey with boxing gloves on it.
Okorizaru means angry monkey.
Oh, yeah. I guess it... I should have put that together. Yeah, all right, bye.
There weren't a lot of fighting types in Gen 1, so they put more fighting types in it.
It's true. I do.
And
I do like that they're like, oh, we need to make something a fighting type. Give it boxing gloves.
Make it punchy. Yeah, they weren't very creative with fighting types for a while, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Also, it has like the weights around its hands and feet, which I don't know how it gets those naturally.
Who says it gets it naturally? Maybe part of the evolution process is it has to find them.
It has to make, it has to build them. It's crafting in the game.
Yeah.
Going back to the whole, like, Gen 1 always has parallels. Like, every Pokemon in this middle of the dex has a Pokemon that it's paralleling in either the other version or that you're meant to trade for. Mankey and Primeape parallel with Meowth and Persian.
Oh, huh.
So, do you want a cat or a monkey?
Well, the cat is normal type. Normal type is worthless.
Wow.
Let's talk about Growlithe.
We're so close. We're so close to one of Alan's favorites.
So we call it right here.
And that's it for this. No, we're so close. I would say we should probably get to around 60 or 60 something.
Okay, that's fine.
Or 69, nice. Guardi is Japanese name. The guard dog, guardian, that's what they're going for.
Yeah, Growlithe.
It's a guard dog. Yeah, Growlithe, growl and lithe, because it's like light, it's bouncy, it's jumpy.
Hmm.
It's a puppy. I want to own a Growlithe really badly.
Bad shiny form, but...
Yeah?
It's just yellow.
Oh, yucko. Yeah, no thanks. What is with the yellow and the green and... Ugh.
I mean, it's just... what's with it is just that the way they originally made these, right?
They color swapped.
Yeah, and so sometimes it was just like, we don't have any good ideas, color swap, and it's just like, we got stuck with it.
Famously in the anime, Officer Jenny had a Growlithe, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. Beta name for Growlithe was Flamey.
If we're getting into beta names, we can go back, because there are some bad beta names.
That's true.
How tall is Growlithe? 2'4". Yeah, that's like dog sized. It's got the fun hair. It looks like a dork. I want to like muffle up its hair and like give it a big hug.
Now here's the thing about Growlithe.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be the contemporary to Vulpix.
The parallel, you mean?
Yeah. Well, both times are viable. I mean, listen, you're cute. But like fucking get real.
It's funny that Arcanine is one of my favorite Pokemon and Vulpix is one of your favorites. That's pretty cool.
It's almost like I like was trying to turn that into a burn. I didn't even have it in me. All right.
You like anime and I like dogs. But we both like dogs. So Growlithe stays.
Yeah, Growlithe stays.
But here's the thing, though.
Uh-huh.
Arcanine is one of the fucking coolest, sickest, dopest Pokemon of all time. I used to draw Arcanine in my journal when I was a kid. Its Japanese name is Windy because it runs so quickly it's as if it's in the wind.
That's kind of a dumb name, but...
No, I disagree. It's 6'3". Imagine riding on an Arcanine. I want to do it more than anything in my Pokemon. I just want to ride an Arcanine.
Arcanine is cool.
It's so cool. The stripes. So it's got like, instead of just a dog, it's now kind of like a tiger. The hair, the way that the hair blends from like the mouth into the head. Like, it's just a big fuzzy fucking mess. It's a great design. I love Arcanine.
It is labeled as a legendary Pokemon, even though it's not legendary.
It's legendary in my heart. Also, the legendary, the shiny is not bad because it turns like straight lightning yellow, which makes it look like a lightning stripe Pokemon.
I don't like it because then I feel like this is, again, because of the future, but like, now it just looks like it's trying to be Raikou.
But... It kind of is. No, you're right.
So I would say cut the shiny.
Cut the shiny, keep the Arcanine. Love them.
For sure. Let's talk about Pokemon number 60. It's Poliwag.
It's Poliwag. This next batch of Pokemon are all three-tier evolutions that involve stones. Poliwag, a.k.a. Nyoromo. Which means...
Cut me.
Nyonoro. Yeah, just cut me out. It's the sound of slithering. Nyonoro. And Kodomo, which means child. So, like, slithering child.
Wow. Ew. Thanks. I hate it.
I think Poliwag's kind of cute. It's got a swirly fur mouth.
No, how it do doesn't. You feed it's, a got Poliwag? It's got a... The swirly's the tongue. The mouth's the thing above it.
Oh, the red thing is the mouth?
Uh-huh. The little, like, beak-looking thing.
Oh, that really changes the way I looked at it. Wow, that's like an optical illusion.
Uh-huh.
It looks really funny when the pink thing is the mouth. It's like, me. I kind of like it. If you're going to cut Poliwag, then you have to cut the whole line because they only get worse.
Uh-huh, you do, don't you?
No, I refuse. One of these boys has to stay.
Why?
Because we need more water types.
We're going to have so many we're gonna have so many of every type.
Okay.
I'm going to say, let's cut every single one of them.
Wow. Really? Really?
Really.
Here's the problem. Well, also, Politoed is cute, but we're not going to get there for a bit. You have Slithering Child. It evolves into number 61, Nyorozo. Whirl. Which is like poly relationship, and it's also a whirl. Nioro is the sound of swirling, and Rozo is... No, that's just it. It just becomes slithering. They took out the part that's child. it just means slithering.
Cool. Great.
Why are the Japanese names... I'm so into these. It's so funny. It gets boxing gloves, which is foreshadowing the fact that it's going to become Mike Tyson after this.
So when it evolves from here, it just gets a little chunkier and looks kind of mad. It's the same Pokemon.
Dugtrio is three Diglets. Prove me wrong.
Poliwrath
is just Poliwhirl, but like when he's pissed off.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. Apparently I evolve.
Nyorobon is Poliwrath. This is not a good trade evolution at all. They could have done so much more with this.
All of these, like, I'm telling you, if you insist on keeping Poliwag, I can let it happen. The rest of these fuckers all need to go.
Okay, fine. Keep Poliwag, get rid of Poliwhirl and Poliwrath.
Okay, fine.
Another evolves into green color, by the way. Or shiny form is green color.
All right, number 63 is a friend.
That's my friend.
That's Abra.
Oh my god. Abra's Japanese name is Casey.
What?
One more time. Abra's Japanese name is Casey. Why, you might ask. Well, I'm glad you did. Casey is a reference to Edgar Casey, a purported psychic famous for entering self-induced trances, as the Japanese names of the Abra line are based on famous mystics. That's awesome.
That's pretty good.
That's actually, I think I like that better than what we got in English, which is abracadabra, alakazam, like the just it's magic spells.
Uh-huh.
Also, Abra always teleports. It's like a cool mechanic in the games, like catching an Abra as a game in and of itself.
Yeah.
It's fun once you capture it and you're like, wow, I got an Abra. That's so awesome. It's always teleporting. It's sleeping. Let him sleep. Just let him sleep.
Man, if I could teleport away from people while I was sleeping, that would be so good.
Wow. Can you relate any more to a Pokemon? Jeez.
Oh, so good. All right. So.
And then the Sabrina arc of the anime is like really good. It's kind of dark.
However, the shiny is nothing. There's nothing there.
Oh, yeah. It just gets lighter. That's disappointing.
Yeah, so we'll cut the shiny there.
What if Abra evolved into a Alolan Raichu? Think about that for a second.
That wouldn't make very much sense, but that would be cool.
No, but visually, it looks cool in my head. Yeah, Abra definitely looks like a like, this is a really good example of, like, you can see all the features that evolve. Mm-hmm. Like the way that the ears get out and then the toes get bigger and the tail expands into what it evolves into. I like that.
So let's talk about what it evolves into. Let's talk about Kadabra.
Mm.
Who's this named after?
Youngerer is the name of the Pokemon. It's a corruption of Uri Geller.
Oh, sure. I know Uri Geller.
Who claims to have the ability to bend spoons, as the Japanese name of Abraline is based on the mystics. And, oh, it's corruption, as in it's just that name, but with, like, noise, with corruption. That's what that word means. Mm-hmm. Geller sued Nintendo for using his likeness.
Yep, no, it looks just like you, buddy.
That's you, Uri Geller. Thanks, Kadabra.
I'm guessing he did not succeed.
I believe you're right. Kadabra's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I like
what
Kadabra.
Do you think about this? Why do psychics get mustaches, though?
Because those are like, that's, because, okay, so when you deal with ESP, when you deal with extrasensory perception, what you're dealing with is the ability to sense things that normal people cannot. And so it only makes sense that you would need some sort of new organ in order to do so. And so it's that mustache.
Oh, so it's bending spoons. Are the spoons naturally occurring? Or does it find spoons?
I think it gravitates towards spoons. I think.
Same.
I think it's like, wait, spoons. I sense a connection here.
Why does it being 4'3" gross me out?
I don't know.
It's like shorter than I thought, actually.
You know.
Well, here's the thing. Kadabra also has like a fun brown shirt. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know where it got that shirt from. It's got like the... Does it have the knee pads? No. Alakazam has knee pads. Kadabra looks like a cool psychic.
What are you doing with this shiny here? The shiny is also super boring, so we're cutting it. Okay.
Oh, dump it. Dumpy.
I don't like Alakazam.
Yeah? Well, there's another kind of boring trade evolution?
Yeah, where it's just like, hey, you got two spoons now. Like, okay. Great.
The way it slims down is interesting, though.
Uh-huh.
Like, it gets rid of the tail, I think, completely, and replaces that tail with just, like, these shoulder plates and knee plates and all these different, like, kind of armors. And, yeah, it gets, like, a longer mustache and two spoons.
But what about Mega Alakazam?
Oh, we didn't even talk about Alakazam's Japanese name, which is Fudin, Foodin. Houdini. Oh, Fudin, Houdini. That's fine. Mega Alakazam. Hey, what happened if I got two spoons? Shut the fuck up. What if I got five spoons?
And I'm not holding them anymore. And also my little mustache is a big ass beard.
Isn't Mega Alakazam just Zenyatta?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
I like Mega Alakazam. I say...
Keep...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Remove Alakazam, keep Mega Alakazam.
Yeah.
What's cool, too, is the... Like, on Alakazam, it's like, what's the brown thing? Is it supposed to be armor? Is it supposed to be, like, a cloak? On Mega Alakazam, it becomes very clear that it's, like, a cloak because the sleeves get big. And if we know anything about wizards, it's that they have big sleeves.
That's true. That's true.
So yeah, I'd say remove Alakazam, keep Mega Alakazam. Let's do two more evolutionary lines.
Okay, I can get down with that.
Can you get down with the sickness?
You know what makes it easier for me to get down with it?
What's that?
We should cut Machop, Machoke, and Machamp.
What?
We should send them all home.
What?
Get them out of my house.
Keep Machamp. Get rid of Machop and Machoke.
You just want Goro?
Yes, I want Goro. Machop, also known as Waniki, which is Wan and Riki, which means arm strength.
That's a good name.
Machoke is Goriki, which is
what kind of
Herculean strength?
All right.
Machamp is Sorry, my Japanese is bad. Kairiki. So it's Kairi from Kingdom Hearts if she had four hands. Kairiki means superhuman strength. That's cool. And also, like, the Pokemon move strength is called in Japanese Kairiki. So this Pokemon is a move. He's the definition of strength. He gets a naturally occurring belt. He's got four hands, and he knows how to use them. He knows how to please you. He can carry you. If you ride him like a mount in Pokemon Let's Go, he carries you.
Hmm.
I know it's spicy. I'm just saying. Maybe keep Machamp and get rid of Machop and Machoke.
The thing is, I'm having trouble seeing the place of Machamp in the world without the previous stages.
But what if you go to, like, a fighting tournament? Like a boxing tournament? Who's going to box? Like two Hitmonchans?
We don't have a shortage of fighting Pokemon in this entire
Punch Boys.
In this nearly 1,000-page book.
Well, there aren't that many that have four arms.
That's true. okay, we're definitely cutting Machop and Machoke, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think Machamp is definitely the most interesting design of them. Where would you
imagine? At least looks like a Pokemon. Machop and Machoke literally are just people with funny heads.
And then Machoke has like these weird, like messed up arms.
Yes.
Where it's like, have you been like? I know you're into wrestling, but like, are you cutting your arms to like falsify bleeding, like in wrestling? That'd be awful. Yeah. Okay. We can keep Machamp. I have a bit of a problem of understanding what his place in the world is. Like where you would encounter one. Like you're not. You know. It's fine to be like, oh, I step into the tall grass and I see a Machop, right? But like,
yeah.
You're not gonna like step into a cave and there's just a fucking Machamp there. That's just not gonna happen. So I'm having a little trouble imagining his situation, but I think that's fine.
Fine. Just cut him right out. He's in Pokken Tournament.
No, I mean, listen, we can keep him. I'm just, I think there's a problem to be solved. I do want to say cut his shiny form, because it's disgusting.
Oh, yeah, just puke green?
Yeah, not his color.
Machamp got a lot cooler when they started animating.
That's true.
Because then you get to watch all the arms get all jiggly. Also, Red and Blue Machamp is maybe one of the ugliest designs I've ever seen.
It's very bad. What about Yellow Machamp?
Ew, this sucks. Why are so many of the red and blue sprites nasty?
Because they're bad people.
Okay, I believe you.
I like the crystal one.
Yes, the crystal one actually works. It condenses the design into a small thing.
Anyway, let's talk about number 69. You would think would nice. Be nice, but oh. It's Bellsprout.
What's wrong with Bellsprout?
You know what's wrong with Bellsprout. Don't play games
Madatsu
with me.
Madatsu
Bomi? Don't play games with me, Alan. You know what's wrong with Bellsprout.
Madatsu Bomi, though?
Yes.
Do you know what it means?
No, I don't.
You know what it means?
No, I don't.
It could be taken to mean still a flower bud. It's on its way, but it's still a flower bud. I like the what is it? What's the word when you turn something into a person?
Anthropomorphization.
Yes, where they turn the hand like the leaves into hands. I like that a lot.
That's true. That is a little cute. And like the roots or feet. That's cute.
Exactly. But you would if I had a Bellsprout, I would lose it in like 5 minutes. It's very small. It's 2 feet tall.
I mean, 2 feet tall for that's bigger than I mean, like that's up to like your knees.
That's a stretchy boy. The thing with Bellsprout is it's ridiculous. It's doofy. I like the mouth a lot. It's hard to decide if I want this or its evolutions, though.
Is it? Jesus, we're going to have a hard time.
You're saying
time.
Keep keep the evolutions, no, get rid of Bellsprout?
No, I'm saying if we have to keep any of them, we can keep Bellsprout, but we should definitely ditch the evolutions.
Why? Weepin' Bell? Utsudon?
Weepin' Bell is just like constantly screaming, why do I exist? That is
same.
It's entire. Same. That's not a good enough Pokemon design.
Why? Why? Tell me. Explain to me why this plant, anthropomorphized plant, is
it's
bad.
Not anthropomorphized.
It's
just
weird.
A
it
head.
Has eyes and hands and feet.
It doesn't have feet. You're lying.
It has hands and feet. You just said its roots are feet.
I'm talking about Weepin' Bell. I'm talking about its evolution.
Oh, Weepin' Bell's garbage.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm saying.
How does Weepin' Bell get around? It bounces.
And it's 3 feet tall. It's a 3 feet tall head.
Ew. I want to get swallowed by a
All right, this podcast is canceled for horny.
No, not in like a sexual way, you weirdo.
What other way would you?
Okay, Victory Bell then can just chomp me up. Utsubot.
It's got acid in there. You'd die.
Also, can I offer? Okay, if you're going to cut those ones, can we keep Victory Bell for one reason and one reason only?
What?
The cry in the anime.
I don't know.
Have you heard this?
No, I have not.
Okay. I just sent you a video. It's 6 seconds long. Please listen to Victory Bell yell in the anime.
Victory Bell, go!
What on earth?
I fucking love it! It just screams! It's just a guttural, real person yelling. Victory Bell's yell is the best thing. I say keep Victory Bell, get rid of Bellsprout and Weepin' Bell.
Here's the thing, we've already established that Pokemon, that we are not using the anime as our basis for keeping things.
Okay, fine.
We should cut all three.
Oh, come on. We need more grass types.
No, we don't. We're still in the original 150. There are still 700 Pokemon left.
Yeah, but you don't understand how many cuts we're going to get once we get into like Gen 5 and you're like, wow, these all really suck.
There are some really good grass Pokemon, my dude.
Okay, all right, fine.
You're gonna get fucking like Cottonee.
Yeah, Cottonee's fine. Sure.
We're gonna get some good shit.
Bellsprout's my friend. Cottonee sucks. I'm remembering what Cottonee looks like. Get this out of here.
Do you remember what Cottonee evolves into?
Yeah.
You take back your fucking words.
Whimsicott's a friend.
Whimsicott's great. But for now, I think we're cutting all three. Are we okay?
Fine.
All right, good. We're getting, you know, sometimes it's hard, but we're getting work done.
We're almost halfway through the first 150.
I was going to say we could get there. We could get to the halfway point, but then we'd be stopping at a really weird point. So let's just call here for now.
Right, because what's 75? It's Graveler? Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want to stop in the middle of an evolutionary line.
Yeah.
Also, we don't want to stop on a bummer because we cut all their Alolan forms.
Wow.
So, by the time this episode goes up, there will be an email account. Mm-hmm. It will be jotoquorum@gmail.com. If you want to relitigate arguments we've had, if you're like, hey, they're about to get to the Pokemon I want, and I want to put the argument in advance... Whatever, you know, like, we are taking outside information. If you have an argument to present ahead of time, we will probably, if it's a good one, we'll bring it up when we get there.
And the nice thing is there's no spoiling things. You can't be like, guys, you haven't seen this yet, but Meltan's amazing. Like, we know what all Pokemon look like, and we've seen all of them. So you don't have to worry about, like, oh, they haven't thought about this yet, or they don't want to talk about this, because we've seen them all.
Mm-hmm. So please put the name of the Pokemon in the subject line, if you can for me. Mm-hmm. Just so I can sort these. But yeah, you can, you know, listen, I expect I'll get some Venusaur emails. We're like, I'm not saying it's impossible that we'll go back and change our minds on things.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible, you know, if you're dedicated to forward progress, if you're unwilling to revise anything ever, then how are you actually going to make the ultimate experience for folks? The best list.
I'm still mad about Bellsprout.
It's okay. You'll get over it. Alan, do you want to plug anything?
Sure. I have another podcast that I'm on. Two, in fact. One with you that I always forget because it's called The Garnet Wager. We host it with our friend Nick. We watch Korean game shows. We're watching Crime Scene. We're getting near the end of Crime Scene Season 1. Check it out. It's really fun. It's on scanlinemedia.com. You should also listen to Chats, a television podcast, where my friend Manjana and I watch two episodes of Babylon 5 a week, and we have just finished season 2, so we're getting into the shit. And also, Six is on that show, so it's like a fun little cameo. Not on the podcast, but on the TV show Babylon 5. It's cool stuff.
As for me, I'm Six Detmar. You can find me on Twitter at @SixDetmar. And there you can find all the shows that I do. They're my pinned tweet. I guess I should probably do a new pinned tweet now that I'm doing more shows. Funny how that works.
Or do fewer shows.
Well, listen, you can only ask for so much. Yeah, thanks so much, everyone, for listening. Don't forget, jotoquorum @gmail.com if you want to send in your arguments. And until next time, we're going to start getting some guests on here. We're about ready for it, and I'm excited for it.
You just end this podcast with Victory Bell CL.
All right, peace out, everybody.
Bye-bye.